God bless you. It's a joy and an honor to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. I don't know about you, but every day we can get up and we're still clothed in our right mind. That's a lot to tell the Lord thank you for.
Yes.
Because a lot of people get up, but they don't even know they got up.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people have legs, but they can't walk.
Amen.
A lot of people have minds, but they can't think.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people have hands, but they can't use them. But God's been so good to us down through the years, down through the years.
Yes, yes.
We want to just tell him thank you.
I
remember this little song that says, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe this far, and his grace will lead us on. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm filled with excitement today, knowing that God is faithful. Amen. Men fail. Men pack up and leave.
Yes.
They turn their back and they walk away.
Yes.
But we thank God we have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Yes.
We have a friend that's sticking closer than your mother. A friend that will never leave you.
Yes.
That's his name. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
A friend that understands you when you don't understand yourself. A friend that picks you up and turns you around.
Yes.
A friend that never gives up on you. No matter how many times you mess up,
yes.
He said, I love you anyway.
Yes.
He loves us with an everlasting love. Oh, what a God we
yes.
serve.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we come one more time, surrendering ourselves to your will, surrendering ourselves to your purpose and to your plan.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, you're a good God.
Yes.
You're an everlasting Father. You're our Prince of Peace.
Yes.
You're our bright and morning star. You're our lily of our valley.
Yes.
You're near for us, God. When everyone turns and walk away, we can count on you. Father, we come this morning with grateful hearts. And as we just celebrate and remember Thanksgiving, we have so many things to tell you thank you for.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for health.
Thank you
for strength. Thank you for food.
Yes.
Thank you for shelter.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for the blood running warm in our veins.
Yes.
We want to tell you thank you.
Thank
Father,
you.
This morning, as we go into the service, we welcome your holy presence. We welcome your spirit, welcome your power.
Yes.
Asking you, God, to come on in.
Yes.
We know, God, we cannot do this by ourselves. The psalmist says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that building. We refuse, God, to labor in our own. We refuse, God, to labor in our own strength. That's why we're saying, come on, Jesus.
Yes.
Take over.
Yes.
Do what only you can do.
Yes.
I pray this morning, God, for your man of God, as he would go forth with the word today. Hide him behind the cross. Give him a right now word, God. A word that will suit your people. A word that will lift up your people. A word that will strengthen your people. A word that will encourage your people to go all the way with you. Have your way, God. We thank you for it. And we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Amen. If you don't mind, turn with me in your Bibles. And for our scripture lesson this morning, we are going to read from Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses numbers 1 on through 13, I think it is. 1 on through 13. Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse number 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus alone. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, "Tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." And his disciple answered him, saying, "Why then said the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already." And they knew him not, but they had done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen.
First love me.
Yes.
Because he first loved me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. What a mighty God we serve. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's good to hear you all get online this morning. And those few of you that are here in the sanctuary, we thank God for keeping us this far by faith. He's a faithful God. As we grow up in God and as we, the more we follow Jesus, we got to get accustomed to the relationship and his characteristics and his character and his ways. We tend to notice not only the huge things that God does for us, but we tend to notice more as we follow him, the small things. And what's amazing about the small things is how he lines them up to make the big things happen. That's what I'm thanking God about. He works the little things out. And that lets me know that, well, God, you with me. You actually with me. Because it could have went another way. Amen? Amen. Amen. We ought to just be thankful. We ought to be thankful. There's a word for us from the Lord. If you turn in your Bibles with us, the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5. The gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5. This morning I would like to shine and work with the help of the Lord, a sermonic spotlight on verses 1 through 13 of the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, once again for bringing us from Sunday to Sunday once again. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and that's why we just say thank you. Father God, you protected us from danger, seen and unseen, and that's why we come to give you just some thanks. Because you're worthy of our praise. We just thank you, Father God. You give us new mercies each and every day, and we thank you. When we look back over our life and consider what we could have been if it was not for you, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we are humble servants, oh Father God. We come to sit at your feet because we need a word from you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And without a word from you, oh Father God, what would we do? Father God, you say we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
So, Father God, right now, as we humble ourselves, we ask you to create us a clean heart, renew us the right spirit, remove every obstacle and impediment that would prevent us from hearing you clearly today. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding, but from your people, make this word go forth with plain, with power and might, and simple enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, anoint our minds with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, make it clear to us. You said you would. Let your Holy Spirit make intercession for us, Father God, and teach us what you want us to know through this word. I am unable to do it by myself, oh Father God. I am nothing. You are everything. In you and through you, I can do all things. So, Father God, use me in spite of me, hide me behind the cross. And most of all, Father God, bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, right now, let the word fall on good ground right now. Father God, let it accomplish what you sent it out to do. Bind Satan. I rebuke him. I plead the blood against him right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, give us a good time in you. And whatever is accomplished, whatever you say to us, we'll be careful to give you, oh God, all the honor, the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Are y'all still with me? And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 swine, y'all, that were choked in the sea. I'd like to speak with you today for a short while about the enemy in a me. The enemy in a me. The enemy in me. My brothers and sisters, just for a moment, I would like for you to come on a journey with me. Open the door. Get into the car of your choosing. Range Rover, perhaps. Preferably, that's what I like. Buick, Pontiac, Chevy, whatever it is you drive. Close the door and put on the seatbelt. If someone has used the car before you, adjust the rear view mirror. If it was a teenager, turn the music down. Yeah. Look to the left, look to the right before you back out. Start driving. Every now and then on this trip, stay with Pastor, I want you to look in the rear view mirror, but keep your eyes forward. Every now and then, look in the mirror on the passenger side mirror. There's a little writing at the bottom of the mirror that says, "Objects in the mirror appear smaller than they really are." Drive with me. Let's first drive in front of the cemetery. This place of dead people. Let your window down. Listen for a moment to a wild man screaming, cutting himself with stones because he cannot be bound even with chains. He screams because he is tormented. Something happened in his past. Something is eating away at him right now. If he had the answer, he could go back home. If he knew the cause, he could hush the screaming. If he could get a fix on what the problem is, he could rejoin his family. But he screams because he is untamable. He is wild. He is cutting himself with stones. They bring him to the graveyard, and he finds his way back to town. They bind him and bring him back to the graveyard, but he finds his way back to town. Because what is bothering him will not be solved in the cemetery, and it cannot be helped in town. They bind him and bring him back to the graveyard, and he finds his way back to town. His wife wants nothing to do with him. His children no longer call him daddy. His friends don't even recognize him because he is disheveled and wild, screaming like a wild, crazy man, because he cannot be bound even with chains. Can you hear him? Listen, can you hear him? Screaming. Put up your window now. Roll it up. Drive on. Inside, there's silence in this car. Silent screaming. You are hurting because you have not accomplished all that you thought you would have accomplished by now. People who started out loving you have dropped you now. People who should be supporting you are talking about you behind your back. Silently, you are screaming. Can you hear it? The person next to you, or that you know, is in a different car, but they have the same scream. Dressed differently, educationally different, financially they are different, socioeconomically they are not where you are, and you are not where they are. But all of us got something going on in the inside of us. Amen. That no music can drown out, no money can buy out, no nightlife can get out of us. Because inside, we are quietly screaming. Henry David Thoreau said all of us live lives of quiet desperation. You do not know what is going on in a person's mind next to you. You don't know what is going on in a person's life. They are smiling maybe to keep from crying. They are laughing to cover up that silent screaming on the inside. They held your hand a little while ago or embraced you a moment ago, but they could not wait to turn you loose so that they could get back to their private thoughts, their inner screams, because there's something going on in the inside. That even their best friends or your best friends cannot help them or you with. Okay, let's put the car in reverse. Let's go back to this cemetery so we can find out what's this man's problem. The Bible says that he's possessed by demons. He is demon possessed. He cuts himself with stones. He screams. He lives with the dead. I want you to understand what I just said. He lives with the dead. He goes back to the living, and they bring him back to the dead. Because he is demon possess. We are hard on people, y'all, sometimes. Because we are a little bit better than they are financially, just a little bit. When we get our little bills paid, oh wow, we got $3 left over. And we look down at people with our Sunday morning nose. Like we so much better. But you don't know what people are going through this very morning.
Amen, amen.
I wish I had a witness on the sound of my voice. You don't know how many tears me or anybody else had to shed last night.
Amen, amen.
You don't know what they had to go through to get up this morning. It was hard. They were almost about to lose their mind. But they thought, maybe if I can just get myself to the church service or in a church, I'm going to hear something that would do my soul some good. They came to a church. They got in the service. And they sat down by you. And you did not even speak. Quietly, on the inside, they are screaming. Hell on my job. Hell in my house. Hell with my siblings. Hell at my church Sunday school class. Where can I get peace? Where can I find peace for what I'm going through? This man screams because there's nowhere that he can find peace, even in the cemetery. Can you hear him? Can y'all really hear him? Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Brothers and sisters, guess what though? But Jesus.
But Jesus.
But Jesus. Now that's good news for somebody under the sound of my voice today.
Amen.
You might have came to him, hear me screaming. But if you find Jesus, I'll say that again. You might have some screaming that you're doing in the inside. But if you find Jesus, you can walk away shouting. Jesus knows how to turn the light back on in your life.
Yes, he does.
Jesus knows how to set your joy bells ringing in your soul.
Yes.
No matter who likes you, who doesn't like you, if you got Jesus, he can quiet that screaming that's going on deep down on the inside of you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This man is in the tombs, cutting himself with stones. And Jesus happens by.
Yes, yes.
And when he saw Jesus, listen to me now. When he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped Jesus at his feet.
Amen.
Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah,
a wild man, a demon-possessed crazy man, had sense enough when he saw Jesus to fall down and worship him.
Amen.
Have mercy. If you got good sense and you know who woke you up this morning, you know who put food on your table, you know who is going to be by your side when everybody else walks out on your life, if you know Jesus Christ for yourself,
amen.
You don't have to wait till the end of this sermon.
Yes.
This might be a good time for you to give God a real shout and say, thank you. Give God a praise. Give God a hallelujah. You might not live until the service is over. So while you have a chance, thank him. Listen, listen. You got my permission. If you're sitting next to somebody who look like they belong in a graveyard, or you next to somebody, or you know somebody of somebody that they act like they in a graveyard, you have my permission to get up right now, move away from there, relocate yourself where you can find God and give God your best praise. Sometimes you don't even have to physically move. You need to move in your spirit away from people.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you can't relocate yourself, then block them out of your spirit.
Yes.
And shout and thank God by yourself. Because if a crazy man has sense enough to worship God, you're supposed to be in your right mind. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise him if I got to do it by myself.
Yes.
This man cries with a loud voice. What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, I beg you, Jesus, torment me not. Jesus said to the man, listen, I know who you are behind the screams.
Yes.
Jesus said, he knows what we're going through behind our mask.
Absolutely.
I know who you are behind your wild appearance. People don't have to do anything to do. People don't have to do anything to do because of what you look like. But I come here because I know, Jesus said, what you can look like. Did y'all understand what I just said?
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, I'm not here because you look crazy. I'm not concerned about what you're going through right now. I'm here because I know what I created you to be.
Okay.
Now listen, just for a moment. Jesus, for a moment, does not speak to the man. Because he knows the man's condition.
Yes, he does.
It is not his fault. He is possessed by demons. And the things that people do in your family, in your job, in your little circles you hang out with to hurt you and to bother you, it's really not their fault.
Wow.
Oh, get ready, buckle your seatbelt. I believe it. If they knew better, they would do better.
Yes.
They are possessed by demons.
Yes.
It's a demon that makes you steal your mother's money for drugs.
No.
I wish I had a witness over here. It's a demon that makes you want to not take care of your own child.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a demon that makes you cuss people out that you don't even know.
Yes.
You are demon possessed. And if you if you are under the sound of my voice this morning, I'm here to let you know, don't stress, don't fight. I know somebody who can exorcise your demons.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And then Jesus talks to them. Jesus asks them, those demons, what is your name? The spirit answers Jesus, my name is Legion. For we are many. Many people are possessed with demons.
Jesus.
Y'all don't like the sound of that? Y'all want me to sound a little nicer for you so you can stomach it?
My God.
Many people are possessed with stuff.
Yes.
That makes you do things that you don't even know why you do what you do.
Jesus.
You blame it on the devil, yeah. But it might be a whole lot of them.
Jesus.
Some stuff happened in our past. Y'all with me now? They can't even talk about it. Don't blame it on the people. Stuff happened in some people's past they can't even talk about.
God.
Here we go. Some sexual perversion. Some no good man that mama or daddy brought in the house who sexually misused and abused them or you.
Jesus.
And mama or daddy, mama and daddy, don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that girl or that boy can't get themselves together. So not to think about what they went through, the trauma, they now are on crack.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Not even think about that they now have become prostitutes.
Jesus.
And here we go. And we claim church people judge and point our fingers when some of the same stuff has gone on in our families. I can feel you squirming under my spirit and getting uncomfortable. But we all need to come to Jesus so he can set us free.
That's it.
Because the Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I want to tell you, no matter what somebody has done to you in your past, Jesus the Christ can wash the slate clean. Jesus can give you your verb and your vitality back. Jesus can give you your joy back, no matter what somebody did to you yesterday. You have to be careful when you hear people cutting up and shouting in church services, y'all. You have to be careful judging that, saying that that is nothing to it. That's just a whole lot of racket. It don't take all of that. You don't know what happened yesterday. You don't know how many storms the Lord has brought them through. You don't know what stress the Lord brought them out from under. I wish I had some witnesses. You don't know what problems God has delivered them from. You don't know how glad they are just to be free enough to tell God, thank you. Because they might have been married to somebody who was a low down or raised in house with somebody that did not know God. But now their soul has been set on fire.
Yes, yes.
Their soul has been set on fire, yes. And that spirit has been set free.
Yes.
And they can't wait. We can't wait for Sunday morning. Well, I didn't feel anybody move my spirit. Maybe this will blow you down your street. God can do so much to dry and clean your hands of the past. Jesus can stop the screaming in your life. He can silence that screaming in your soul. And when you open your mouth again, it's a new sound. As a matter of fact, you won't even realize it yourself. Because you have never shouted before. You have never opened your mouth in a church before. But God has been so good to you. People are losing their jobs everywhere. Listen to Pastor. People are losing their jobs everywhere. Here you are going to work in the morning.
Amen, Jesus.
People's houses are being foreclosed and people are being evicted from their places. And you got someone to lay your head tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
People's cars are being possessed and taken away. And you still driving around.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good, y'all. I said that God is good. Listen at you. You just opened your mouth for the first time. You don't know where that sound is coming from. You have never stood up in a church before or in a church service before. But now you're starting to think about it. You could be one of the statistics I just got through talking about.
My God.
But his mercy,
his
grace, his favor, it is not because you are better than those other people. It's just that God is full of grace and mercy.
All right.
Hey, keep your car. And drive. We still driving. Speed up a bit now. Speed up a bit now.
Jesus.
Let's move from the graveyard. Let's go to town. Because in town, there is a sight in that town that was not there before Jesus. When Jesus got through talking to that man, the demons came out of him. The demon said to Jesus, let us go in that herd of swine over there. And Jesus gave them leave to get out of the man. And Jesus gave them permission to get out of the man and go in a herd of swine. They went over a cliff, and this man, this man who was cutting himself with stones, when we see him again?
Yes, right,
man. Oh, roll your window down now. Roll your window down in the car. He's not screaming anymore. He's clothed and in his right mind. Have I got a witness here?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with him now because he has met Jesus.
Yes.
He's not screaming anymore because he has met Jesus. Keep on driving. Keep on driving with me now. I want you now to focus on your rear view mirror. Keep your eyes forward. But now I want you to take a backward glance. Look in the rear view mirror of your own life. You're not looking at that man because he's clothed at in his right mind. You are looking at your own situation. Take a backward look, because you can't tell how far you have come forward until you look a little bit backwards and see where God has brought us from. I want you to look in your rearview mirror and see your life. There were some detours. There were some stop signs. There were some dead ends. There were some people who told you that you would never be anything. They said you were too black, ugly, or too short, or you were too fat, too thin. You were born on the wrong side of the tracks. Your daddy was no good. Your mama was nothing. You did not wear good enough clothes like everybody else. Sometimes your electricity got turned off. Maybe your car had gotten repossessed. They were judging you by what you used to be.
Yes.
But since you met Jesus.
Thank you.
Since I met Jesus.
My God.
We are now clothed in our right mind.
Amen.
And since the Lord has been so good to you.
Yeah.
Jesus has gotten rid of the enemy in you.
All
right. Since you have gotten rid of the enemy in you. You can look in your rearview mirror one more time and see the things were dark in your life at one time, but the Lord still kept you. I want you to look at, on that side mirror now, on the passenger side of the car. It says objects in the mirror are smaller than they appear. Which says to me, when those detours happen, Sister Andy, in your life, it looked like God was far away.
Mm-hmm.
When those dead ends happened in your life,
yeah,
it looked like God was way in the distance. But the objects just appear to be further than they really are.
Yes.
God is right by your side.
Yes.
God will make a way out of no way.
Yes.
Is there anybody here under the sound of my voice, if you're looking back over your life, see how good God has been to you?
Yes.
You don't need nobody to shout right now, hello, put your car in park, take your seatbelt off, open the driver's door, and get out of the car. Now is the time. This is the place right here that you ought to give God some thanks for where he has brought you from. Thank you for when I thought I wasn't going to make it, God. If it wasn't for you on my side, I would not have made it. When the divorce happened, you were right by my side. When my daddy died, you were right by my side. When I had to go to the military, you stayed by my side. When I got diabetes, you stood by my side.
Yeah.
And here I am now, he made me pastor, still walking by my side.
Yeah,
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all you've done for me. You don't know him like I know him, y'all.
Yes.
What the Lord has done for me.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't know what I've been through, but the Lord has done some stuff for me.
Amen.
After all the trouble I've seen and missed out on, after all the trials that I've been through,
yes,
guess what? I still got y'all.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So I learned how to keep my hand,
yes,
in the Lord's hand. Like my grandmama used to say, keep your hand in the winding chamber.
Yes.
And say, you don't have to hold on. God will hold on to you.
All right.
Yes, he will.
God will wipe the tears from the eyes.
Yes, he will.
He'll weep right away. You're weeping, y'all.
Uh-huh.
God will pick you up.
Turn you around.
Turn you around.
Yes, he will.
Place your feet on solid ground. I thank God.
Lord.
For getting rid of the enemy in me.
Thank you.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yeah.
We ought to be thanking God,
yeah,
for getting rid of the enemy in me.
Yes.
All someone said to give you a closer walk.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing.
Nothing.
Not even 2,000 demons can keep God from you.
Right, right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Yes.
Nothing can keep God away from you.
Amen.
Before Reverend Lyle's coming, extend the invitation to discipleship. I want to pray now for the enemy in us.
All right.
Can I get a witness up here?
Yeah.
I want to pray that God remove the enemy in us.
Yes.
Well, Pastor, you're going to pray, God is going to take it? No. You're going to release Whatever you got inside, because you got some stuff we don't even know about.
Amen.
You're going to pray to God, remove it.
Yes.
In us, so he can bless us. So you can bring, make our joy bells ring again.
Yes.
So we can stop screaming a quiet scream.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I get a witness in here?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
we thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we know that we are nothing, but in you and through you, all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
We can do nothing without you.
Yes,
so, Father God, as we call on you right now, we thank you for waking us up this morning and placing us within our right minds. We know that you are the hills from where cometh our help, and our help comes from you, O Lord. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to search our hearts, Lord Jesus. Enter into us, Father God, if anything around us or anything in us preventing us from doing what you asked us to do, or for prevent us from thinking right, and for prevent us from having a mind that is in Christ Jesus, we ask you crucify it right now and remove it. Father God, and when we encounter it again, because we are in the flesh, Father God, give us a bad taste in our mouth for it. Make us sick, Father God, so we don't want to do that no more. Father God, it's not our desire to walk against this dictate of your word. We want to line up with the precepts and the concepts of your word. So bless your people. Bless New Jerusalem, oh Father God. Bless the ones have listening on this line with New Jerusalem. And Father God, I plead the blood right now of your son Jesus against every foul and malignant spirit that has risen up against your people. We rebuke it right now and stand in not our authority, but the authority of your crucified son, and say, Satan, take your hand off God's property. Right now, in the name of Jesus. We are weak, but our God is strong. Father God, you said in our weakness, you become strong. So Father God, let the gift on the inside of us get stirred up. Let your spirit stand, our spirit man and our spirit woman, stand up and rise up against that which is battling us.
Yes.
Father God, you know that there are times we fall short of your glory. And Father God, you said that you will give us grace. You said that you will reach beyond the break. So Father God, right now, where we are weak, put a hedge of protection around us. Protect us from the wiles of the devil. Father God, just like you did Job, put a hedge of protection around us until you decide that you are ready for us to go into the battle. But right now, let us get strong and feed ourselves on your word right now. Heal our wounds right now. Fix our minds right now, Father God. Father God, not our desire to go against your dictate, but Father God, every time we see trying to do good, evil is always present. We ask, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, you bless your people. Let your word rest on our heart. And we thank you for your son. And we're going to claim the victory. We totally decree it. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty, majestic name of Jesus, we pray. We are free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We're free. You have given us liberty, oh Father God. And we thank you. And Jesus, present name, we pray. May the Lord bless and keep you. This is my prayer.
Amen. Praise God for the word of God today. And I'm a witness. You can never ever meet this true Jesus and your life remain the same. He changed you day by day. He just keep breaking things off of you until he gets you to where he wants you to be. Our relationship with him is real. Amen. It's not just lip service, but it's a heart condition. Amen. That's our relationship with God. I'm here to open up the doors of the church. If you're under the sound of my voice and you would like to make that step towards him, I promise you, if you have issues in your life that you seem to be battling with and you can't figure out what to do, I advise you to come and turn it over to the Lord. And if you're in the sound of my voice and you don't have a church home, we extend our invitation to you to become a part of the family of God. And I will pray for you right now as you surrender your will to him. Heavenly Father, you saw the hands that went up, and not only did you see the hands, but Father God, you saw the hearts that was touched today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would continue to linger with them. And as they surrender their will to you, God, go in, Lord Jesus. Do a new thing in their lives. And for those that have opened up their hearts and would like to be a part of the body of Christ, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would give them courage,
Father God, to allow you to change their lives as they become a part of the family of God. Just bless us now, and as we wait on you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church say, amen. Amen.
God bless you.